This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been focusing on what Paul taught about grace in the book of Galatians in recent visits. Let's continue to consider the dangers associated with grace. Depending on our performance, to reassure ourselves that we are truly saved is fatal, and thinking we need to work hard to maintain our assurance is also dangerous. But forgetting the price Christ paid to provide our salvation, or taking it lightly, leaves us vulnerable to the evil tendencies stirring in our sinful nature. If we think we will gain victory over these evil tendencies by trying harder to walk the straight and narrow path, we will be disappointed and over a period of time likely be depressed. These are the dangers associated with not understanding God's grace. It is never grace plus our efforts. It's also not grace with a disregard to our tendency to be careless about evil tendencies or our sinful nature. Now, having considered the dynamic of God's grace and some dangers associated with it, let's consider the delight of experiencing God's grace. Let's begin with the salutation in Galatians 1, 3-5. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Grace enables you to experience God as your Father. Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins on the cross to rescue us from the present evil age. To be rescued in this way results in our experiencing God's peace. That's grace and the basis for delight in worshiping and glorifying God.